Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today, the scripture reading will be read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Hear the word of God for the people of God, followed by the sermonic selection. The sermonic selection is entitled, You Got the Love, by Candy Station.
One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Then Jesus said to them, Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
See you. our hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
This scripture has been read for your hearing. I pray that you have meditated upon it and related to the forthcoming message entitled, A Friend Appeared at Midnight. Praying, Dear Heavenly Father, may the words that proceed from my mouth be acceptable to you for your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In chapter 11 of Luke's gospel, Jesus teaches the disciples about prayer because one of the disciples requested of Jesus that he teach all of them to pray, just as John taught his disciples to pray. The very first thing that Jesus did was to praise God. This puts us in the right focus or the right mindset to pray. It depicts that we are totally devoted to God and we are ready to dialogue with God as opposed to monologuing with Him. We are ready to engage in conversation with God as opposed to offering up to Him our current wish list. And a four-read scripture focuses on three aspects of prayer. It focuses on the content of prayer, its scope, its range of action, its sequence, the order in which a prayer is to occur. Pray for that which precedes before praying for that which follows. The second aspect of prayer is concerned with our persistence. The third aspect of prayer is about God's faithfulness. In the Bible, the psalmist David told of God's faithfulness in keeping promises. In teaching about prayer, Jesus teaches that we are to pray to our Father God, who is the Father of all of us living, the Father and the creator of all humankind. Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Thy kingdom come. The eternal kingdom where we aspire to go to be with you and God forever. Thy will be done on earth as it is done as it is in heaven. Give us this day and every day the bread that is ours as you take care of us. Give us our physical food and our spiritual food. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, as we are required to forgive others. Lead us not into temptation. Help us to avoid temptation. Direct our paths away from sin and temptation. Theologian Karl Barth exclaimed that committed rather than neutral knowledge of the Bible gives confidence in the possibility of a straight path in this wilderness. In the parable of the friend at midnight, Jesus illustrates the need of persistence in prayer. Or you or I could be a friend arriving at midnight to make a desperate appeal to a friendly neighbor on behalf of another who is sojourning, traveling, and perhaps starving. But you nor I have anything substantial to offer our visitor friend in the way of nourishment or whatever the need might be. So we therefore go to a neighbor whom we consider a friend, and they all but slam the door in our face and perhaps ask us to leave. However, in the parable of the friend at midnight, Jesus said the midnight friend was persistent in his asking. And because of his persistence, the neighbor arose, was hospitable, and gave to the friend who appeared at midnight as many loaves of bread as he needed. You see, in contrast to people, God is not annoyed or frustrated by our asking. Pray earnestly as the church prayed for Peter when he was in prison, Acts 12:5. Pray fervently as we read in James chapter 5 and as we will read in James chapter 5. Pray with humility. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Paul says, pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17a. As prayer, as the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective, James 5:16b. Whatever the situation, keep right on asking and it shall be given. Eventually, you will receive it. Keep seeking, seek continuously or continually. Require something of someone or of God. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it. If it's God, he will reveal himself to you. You will find him. Can you envision the friend at midnight persistently knocking at the door of his neighbor? Jesus said, ask, seek, find, knock. Knock, and the door will be open to you. This is encouragement to prayer. Jesus promises that all of these things will be answered. Jesus promises that all these things will be answered. Be persistent. Keep on keeping on. Keep on knocking. Keep on knocking, even if it is in the midnight hour. The more we come before God again and again in fervent conversation, the more God will break down barriers in your hearts, in our hearts and minds. In our persistence, we will be able to sort out what is really what we want from God and what we really need from him. And rather than making short-range requests of God, we will learn to make more long-range requests of him. Frequent communication with God will change the way we pray and the way we communicate with him. Be mindful that God will always answer prayers as stated in his word. However, we may not always be receptive of God's response. We come by the yes responses to our prayers thusly. God will answer our prayers in the affirmative when our prayers are in God's will. When God says no, when God says no to our prayers, we have not prayed within God's will. Therefore, God's reply is in the negative. And then sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. our time may not be God's time, but when he does answer, he is on time. Amen? Now, good fathers in the flesh make mistakes. Some may have joked, pranked, or punked their children. But for the most part, many fathers are attentive to their children, and they treat their children well and try to give them good gifts. You see, God, our Heavenly Father, is not a jokester or a prankster God. So how much better treatment will he give us who are his children? Hence, we must learn to trust God's goodness. We must learn to trust the goodness of God. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, said, if you know then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7 and 11. The most important gift that God could give us through Jesus Christ is the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is also the Holy Comforter. Acts 2, 1 through 4. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to walk and to talk with God. And equally important, it is the Holy Spirit who gives us the power to obey God. When praying, first and foremost, we need to praise God just as Jesus did. We need to address him as our Creator, address him as our Father. Along with our persistence in what we are praying for or praying about, we need to pray with humility. We need to pray in earnest. We need to pray honestly. Pray fervently and pray without ceasing. Powerful and effective are the prayers of the righteous. Persistence and boldness in prayer will help us to better understand the heart and the mind of God. It will help us to learn to not hesitate in going to God in prayer. Learn to trust God through Jesus Christ. Learn to receive and believe the most precious gift of the Holy Spirit, which he promised to all believers after his death, resurrection, and return to heaven. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how precious, gracious, and majestic is your name. We confess that we have not always been received as a friend at midnight. Neither have we received those who came to us at the midnight hour. We ask for your forgiveness. We are thankful for your forgiveness of any transgressions in these instances. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for instructing your Son, Jesus, in teaching us how to pray. We pray for others as well as we pray, oh Father God, for others as well as ourselves. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is God's will that you have, and that we have the Holy Spirit's power. You don't have to be afraid of what God is going to do for you for requesting for the power of the Holy Spirit. You can have the power of the Holy Spirit today. So ask. You only have to ask and open your heart to God's Spirit. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Shackles by Mary Mary.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today at ExquisiteCoffee.shop.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.